Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And today, I'm also a proud member of the class of 1972 from Palm Beach County High School graduating class, a group of high schools, as a matter of fact. And so I'm excited to be here today with my co-host, Mr. Dan Calloway, but some very special guests and some very special friends that I grew up with. So let's get to the show. After reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am convinced that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamond mines, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we are calling this podcast hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And today our very special guest is none other than Mr. Percy Walker, Mr. Oswald Newbold, and Mr. Tony King. So it gives me great pleasure to co-host today as I turn this program over to none other than Mr. Dan Calloway. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am privileged to be on this show and to have three of you because I've known you all ever since you all were little leaguers. Knowing where you started from and where you are now, we are just excited because we need you more now than ever. With the pandemic, is still rearing its ugly head up in a new way, but we got a lot of work to do, and especially the group that you all have put together. I know that we'll be together next weekend, which is very important, the 18th, at Goodmar Park when we are feeding over 3,000. That's our gift back. And part of you have been doing that for so long. It's good to be together. And an 84-year-old man to be out there with all you youngsters, that makes me feel really well. I need to ask Percy first. You talked to me the other day, and you brought on what we call Dead Cow, James Smith. And then Tony called, and Tony worked with me in the sheriff's office for a length of time, teaching drug abuse, and he was magnificent because we needed that, and then he went out to the drug farm and all other things, working with the sheriff's office. And we got Mr. Newbold. His old parents and grandparents and all of the uncles, they have always been my close friend. I need to ask you first, Percy, give us the thing that you want all of us to listen to and what you're planning to do with these two experts with the Youth Recreation Association and the City of Riviera. You're doing well already. And we talked about that, with Judge Rogers, the drug court. I need you all to get right into that and to tell the listening audience whether you think we need to go back to that, you think that when they had that, it was doing well and we should have kept it up. And I know we lost Judge Rogers, but there's a lot of other judges that I can go and try to ask would they take that place. Especially, I can bring this up to David Ehrenberg at the state's attorney office. That is on the floor right now. Whoever wants to jump in there with that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mr. Calloway. First of all, again, thanks for having me. And thanks for my two partners, Mr. Tony King and Mr. Oz Newbold. Some of the stuff you just mentioned, Mr. Calloway, I was told over the years to stick with the basics. And if we stay with the basics right now, we never have to worry about going back to them. Working with these two gentlemen, like you just heard Mr. King say, it's not about me, it's not about him, it's about we. Truly a pleasure, a pleasure. We're beginning to see things happen. I know Mr. King said in the bio, he says it's not about him, but this man started, founded a program called Men Helping Men. And Ms. Calloway, I tell you, that's very beneficial to me. He came up with some promises, and if anyone wants to join us, it's all positive. But there are some promises, and some of those promises deals with loyalty and honesty. You talk about the basics there, you see, and that's where we are today. Just reaching out to do what we can to help in any field that we can, because we are a network. Some deals with drugs, some deal with incarceration, some deals with mental, you know, and it's just a network, and that's what we are, and that's where we are today.
Okay.
You mentioned Judge Rogers. Dan, Ms. Calloway, you mentioned Judge Rogers. I just want to mention him for a second. Yes.
Okay.
He came to us and asked us to assist him. He put his heart and soul into keeping those young black people out of jail, billing those points up. So he worked 7 days a week, basically, trying to make sure that they did not create those points, get that jacket so they could easily send them up the road. So it's going to be very difficult to replace someone who's so committed to his community, Judge Rogers. I miss him. He had a powerful influence on my life, and I need to say this here. Dan Calloway, you also played a major role in my life, and then Calvin Taylor. Those are the three individuals, but the drug court really took off. And then Percy became actively involved in the drug court. Then Percy started going around working with Bobby Mack and assisting those individuals on the streets that were suffering, getting them off the trash piles, getting them out of the drug dens, and bringing them down for detoxification. So Judge Rogers, I owe him a debt of gratitude.
Okay. Ms. Oswald?
Actually, I'm not very familiar with the program, but I do understand the importance of keeping youth points down and keeping them out of the system, because, you know, I work with that population in different spots. So I do believe we need some type of program or something that we can engage youth to help them stay out of the system and keep their mind occupied, and I'm in favor of it. It's about us getting support on the levels that's needed to make it go. And I would say, just like Mr. King was just saying, Judge Rogers is going to be hard to replace, and it's hard to find passionate people that share the same vision that you share. So, but I say, hey, we're going to look on the bright side, move forward with it, and just see what support we can get, Mr. Calloway. Bring it up and see how we could bring it together.
Well, the reason why I think that, that's just like we're playing a football game. Rogers gave us some touchdowns. Now he's gone. Are we going to not be able to score another touchdown because we don't have another Judge Rogers? There has to be somebody out there. Now, I give you a guy that is not a judge yet, but his family was a judge, Malcolm Cunningham Jr. Malcolm Cunningham Jr. is one of the excellent lawyers, and I know that a lot of times lawyers don't want to give up being in their own firm and go and be a judge, because the judge got a certain salary. You'll make way more money as in your own office as a lawyer. I think that the idea and the experience that you three bring, and knowing where you started from, where you are now, and where we're trying to go and get back to, we're going to reach for the stars or reach for the moon. So if we fail, we'll be among the stars. I can be a little help. I can't do what I used to do because of my age, but when going and meeting with elected officials from the county, from the state, and especially in the law enforcement down with David Ehrenberg and everybody, I think that we can do that. I think that you need to give me the, not so much the impetus, but the information enough to bring the three of you, and if you want to bring the other guys, I think that would be great. I think that would be great. And especially now here we are in the middle of December, and we need to look at in the middle of Martin Luther King week, month, which will be the last part of January, and the next month is the one that we cherish most of all, February, Black History. And that's what we need to try to put this focus on. How can we save a lot of little black boys and black girls from getting into trouble and then have no door, no exit sign to get them out. Now, we need to put that, that's on the table. Either one of you expound on that.
Okay. Mr. Callaway, if I can, you mentioned something about scoring a touchdown or are we going to score another touchdown? You know, this is a widespread thing where the community needs help. And what I'm saying, scoring a touchdown could be as simple as giving out a sandwich to the homeless or having a conversation with the homeless. Let me just share something that's irrelevant. So over the last 10, 11 days, first of all, I want to speak to Pop Warner 2021 football team, where you have championships out of Palm Beach Gardens to 10U and Fort Pierce to the U14. What I'm saying is I've been back and forth for Orlando, and you cannot possibly get to World Stadium without seeing a whole lot of homeless people or the Amway Stadium for the Orlando Heat. What I'm saying is over the years I've had an opportunity to just talk to a homeless person, and sometimes that's what they want. So what I'm saying, Mr. Callaway, giving comes in so many different ways. And that's what we're all about. That's what we should be all about. I saw in the news this morning, the sports paper, and see about Amari Carter from Palm Beach. He's from Riviera Beach, I think, went to Palm Beach Lakes. He experienced that over the weekend in Orlando where he and his girlfriend stopped and talked to a homeless person and had a nice conversation. And that's what I'm saying. Any way we could give, I think, is very important.
But let me make one comment. I just want to make sure I'm very clear. Now, Anne mentioned earlier about the gems, the diamonds, the wealth of resources in the city of Riviera Beach. I'm just saying Judge Rogers is just a one of a kind. Yes, there are plenty more bright, committed, intelligent, caring individuals that can certainly help carry the ball down the field and score more touchdowns. But I'm just saying he was a one of a kind. Speaking of homeless, the gentleman called in last week. There was a gentleman that called in last week by the name of Frank. Frank said he's a regular member of the Men's Helping Men. Frank today identified a gentleman who lives in a tent. I recall it's cold, uncle, it's raining. This person has been living in a tent for a while. I got with Farm Share, and Farm Share gave me food. And Frank goes by periodically and makes sure he has something to eat. But some individuals, I got to admit this here, they are comfortable with their lifestyle. He said, I don't want a mortgage. I don't want a car note, Tony. I don't want a light bill. Look at my life. So some individuals, you got to be careful because, to me, I don't necessarily share that those values in terms of not wanting to take on some responsibility. But for him, he's there today as we talk, living in his tent. Now, Frank has gone out of his way to make sure that he has something to eat. He has support that he needs to get through day to day. If he needs a coat, whatever it requires, Frank is always there for him because Frank doesn't live too far from that individual. So, yes, we've helped the homeless. Broward Outreach. Right now, prior to the pandemic, we were going in every other month, feeding the mothers and children first, then feeding all the men, 200 people going in. Right now, what we do now is just give checks. I'm with a group. This thing, Men Helping Men, started long ago, but we were calling it Men of Faith. We would go in there and do what was necessary to make sure those mothers and children ate first, then those guys ate first. But they kept asking for, can you bring some speakers in here? And that's when I wanted to tap into Percy, because his story, you guys read it last week, is very, very powerful. People can change. Let me pause there.
Okay. All this is beautiful. What we're doing right now, and of course they had it on the little boys that won the tournament up in Orlando. That was on CBS. They highlighted that, and that was just wonderful. And of course, you know, anything that starts with little kids playing sports, and I've been in that all my life. I think that's just wonderful. Give you a great foundation. But the foundation leads you to where you all are right now. you are the coaches, you are the administrators, you are the one that going out and teach the least, the lost, and the left out, not to give up hope. You're giving all these people hope, and that's the most important thing that you can give anyone. I think that we need to get together. We are right now putting together spring training. Think about it in spring training. In a week or two, we should be out there going through different exercises and going through the game plan. And in 2 months, we're ready to go and play an exhibition game. We play a couple of weeks of that, and after that, we're going to have a 16-game series. And our series that we're going to be in the courts, we're going to be up and down the community. You're going to be teaching the wide receivers, maybe ex-drug offenders. The blocking, the middle linebackers, may be the ones who out there selling the drugs and getting in trouble and going to go to jail and mess up their life. We got to figure out a game plan for so many type of people. Just use it as a football team, but in about life. And that's what you all been doing. You got just tremendous talent, but we need to go further. See, you've been playing in the high school. Now it's time to go to college. And then a year from now, you're ready to go to the pro. Am I making any sense?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Right. So, Mr. Calloway, can I share something? Okay. So, and I'm in total favor. We move forward. We have to do something with the youth. So, you know, I have a nonprofit, Libra Life Mentoring Services, where I mentor youth and young adults. So I'm used to dealing with that population, whether they're at risk or high-risk youth or they're just youth just here and they're not getting in trouble. It doesn't matter. I just love to touch those young lives. So something I'm thinking about, and you were saying, how could we make it happen? This is something I always tell people. One of the problems we having with reaching our youth today is the village is broken. How they say it take a village to raise a child? One of the problems here is the village is not where it used to be at. And it, collectively, we still got to do what we do. That doesn't change anything. But I know you have say, how could we reach the youth? And I know one of the problems with reaching the youth today is the village is broken. They don't feel that no one really cares about them. They may not express that to you, but they don't really feel that people genuinely care about them. Everybody, they feel people just care about themselves. So I'm just looking out for myself. And no matter what we do, they have to understand that there is people that care about them, because people don't care about how much you know until you first show me how much you care. We could come there with the best things in the world, but if I feel you don't care about me, I'm not going to really listen to you. So I just want to put that out front is the care and the love and the support we put out there to them. They may like be hesitant, but that is what's going to help move mountains, knowing that somebody care about them. And sports, and I was listening. I remember when I played youth football, my first football coach in youth football was Larry Parrish, Lamar Parrish's brother. I played for the Dolphins, used to practice over there at Callaway Complex. That's why I played. So, yeah, I understand sports, and I understand reaching the youth. I went from football to baseball. I was playing so much sports, my mama told me, you got the picks on. I'm tired of taking you to practice. So, but I love sports. And, yeah, we'll get on the front lines, and I'm totally with it. But I know it's going to take a collective effort to make it work. No matter what we're doing.
Back to the coaches, though. If you're going to have coaches on the sideline, using that metaphor, they must be men of integrity, principle-centered men. Men that I have in this group called Men Helping Men, Percy said it. We got to be promise keepers. If you say you're going to do something to support somebody, you want to show up and take that kid somewhere, you've got to be a man of your word. They're tired of promises being broken. Men of integrity, you got to be someone who basically is patient, who's kind, whose heart is full of joy, who's a servant, a humble servant to all mankind. You got to be someone who has faith that there's a God in heaven and he loves you and things can get better. You got to, when you walk on that field with that kid, you got to be able to bring that energy with you, someone who's humble and unselfish. So we got to work on the men. This group we have here, starting with self first. Am I committed? Am I strengthening my family, my church, my neighborhood, and my humble servant. So once we get our act together, the kids feel that we are credible. We're someone who's all in. They've been abandoned several times.
Let me put it this way here. I was just using an example about the athletic thing. The least that we will be doing is we may be chaperoning, we may be speaking, and I think that is more important than ones who are out there teaching them how to play the different game. But as someone said at the beginning, when I had most of you and all the rest of them, it wasn't so much about sending them off to be like Anthony Carter or Otis Anderson or something, or Lamar Paris. It was about life. You know, you graduate from the little league and you're going up to the pony league and then the senior league and then the major league. But all of that is learning to be respectful of the law. We have the law of the land. And see, and self-discipline is the greatest thing anybody can have. You must have self-discipline, each one of you. That's the first thing you're talking about. You make a statement or you give your word that you're going to be part of something, you're going to do that. And when you're dealing with kids, if you disappoint them, it's hard to gain their trust because they're looking for you to tell, to live up to whatever you tell them you're going to do. You tell them you're going to take them to Disney World in June as a outing because they had good grades and they had good attitude, do that. Don't disappoint them. If you want to take them to the Dolphins or you want to take them to a play at the theater, do that. I think you got everything you need, and what I'm listening at, now you need this village to give you the support. This is where there are people that maybe you hadn't been brought up with you. Maybe in my olden days that I know some doors that we can set down as a group and turn you loose in there and then be the impetus to give you where you're trying to go. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, yes.
Tell me and tell the listening audience, either one of you, all three of you, what is our next first step, second step, and third step?
Well, I can say for one, Mr. Calloway, it's for us to continue to do what we're doing. I mean, there's always for growth. And I could tell you from my experience, you know, I have been in a position where I may go to a store and see a person sit down, sitting down and speak to them or something like that and go to them and tell them that there's a new way of life, there's a better way of life. A lot of times, Mr. Calloway, you could look at a person and don't judge, and you could see that a person is not interested in what you're saying until you tell that person, listen, I've been where you are today. You know what I mean? It seems that you get more attention and everything like that. There is something, you know, and I am in recovery, and I love that we call watch the person that your feet and your mouth match. If I watch your feet matches your mouth, it means that you're walking the walk and not just talking to talk. A lot of people mm-hmm. that we reach out to, when we're from the streets, Mr. Calloway, we know that regardless of what field you come from, we are great manipulators. So when you come to us with that, we've already read the script. You know what I mean? Not that we turn our back on you or anything like that, we're there. So we need to continue doing what we're doing. There's room for growth. We'll find it. We'll build on it. And we'll move on it.
Want to thank Oz Nubo. I want to thank Oz Nubo because this whole thing started when I kept getting those phone calls during the pandemic. During the pandemic, I got a couple of phone calls. Individual said to me, I'm recently out of prison. I spent X amount of years in there. I need housing. I need a job. And so what I did was, you know me, I Google everything. I went in and did the Googling. But I slowed down and summarized everything because there are resources available, not only in Dade County, Broward County, but in Palm Beach County. But then through the networking, person said, I know someone who's a case manager. Hook that person up with Oz, and Oz will assess their needs and coordinate their needs with the community resources. That individual really had an opportunity to get what they had complained that they didn't have through Oz Nubo. There was a gentleman who spent 28 years in jail called me. I said, let me give Oz a call. Let me give Oz a call. He was not in our local Palm Beach County area, but Oz said, let me get back with you. Let me research it. His area, this is the point person. Here's the phone number. Just like I have these housing resources, transportation resources, financial resources, this point person can do the same thing for this gentleman, Tony, in the South End. So knowing community resources, someone mentioned earlier, networking. So we may not have everything as a part of Men Help, but somebody knows someone who can tap us into those resources to meet those needs. So thank you, Oz, for connecting with those two individuals.
Right. You're welcome.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay, let me make a suggestion. I think that everybody is an expert, just say a Bill Parcells in his own right. But if you don't get the platform, the stadium, the stage, or the classroom to teach you and speak to and deliver your message, it's a disservice with your ability. I think that you're doing a marvelous job, but see, did you pay attention to what happened in West Palm Beach this week in Dunbar Village, the killing and the shooting? And it's just everybody just right now just walking around with their head cut off. They don't know what to do. Because
right.
You wear the badge, and remember now, some of us, and I'm one of them, retired from law enforcement, that doesn't mean you know how to stop a lot of the crime. It's people walking around who've been out on the street, and some of you said that we've been down that street. The discipline that you learned that you didn't know before, you can explain or teach, get that out to a lot of people. There's a lot of law enforcement personnel want to be able to have a conversation, and they want to set you up to be able to speak at the schools, at the colleges, or whatever, or the churches. I think that the experience that each one of you bring, you need to go another level with this here. Because of, I deal with a lot of people, and they can't tell me what you're telling me. And because at my age, I'm far removed from out there now, but I know something about that. Now, I need to for you to tell me in three plans, do we need to get a judge, the state's attorney, and the police chief from West Palm, Riviera, and Palm Beach Gardens, and talk to them and say, hear what we like to do in your area, or do you need this to cover the whole county? I gave
Percy,
you three cities.
Percy.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm asking.
Percy had connections inside that same system where Judge Rogers and Bobby Mack were resources. With Lasagna, Percy has some personal relationships there. The work is still going on to try to rescue individuals. Percy, can you build upon the resources that are currently there in Riviera Beach that you've been working with?
The resources are the same right now, Tony, as it was 20 years ago. Yes, to answer your question, yes, those resources are there.
Well,
we got to tap into those resources. It's just having a meeting with those resources and talking about what some of the current needs are. But Percy has done a magnificent job in utilizing those resources to save one life at a time.
Okay. Well,
okay.
You're saying resources. Let me ask this question. The government sent a lot of money to Palm Beach County, and
right.
Most of the money starts with Virginia Baker, which is the administrator for the Palm Beach County. She would be amenable. I'll speak for her because I do meet with her every now and then because she asked me to take care of the Glades for her and talking to the Glades about taking shots. You know, about 6 months ago, most of the people in Belgrade were told that that's the worst thing in the world, to take the vaccine for the pandemic. Now, if we funds each town is designated X amount of money. Riviera got money. We can meet with our own since about Riviera. We can go right over there to Jonathan Evans. He's the city manager and the CRA director. He will give you an audience. He won't suggestion like that. And I'm quite sure I know Palm Beach Garden. I know the people up there really well. They would do that. They have less crime, but they would automatically, John, and probably open some doors for finance. You have nothing to lose when you get into meetings and show your intelligence that you're talking about now. They want that. You've got something they don't have.
Right.
So tell me right now, what is our next step? And some of the things we're talking about, chronologize them. So we need to start this one and then go to the next one. The three steps. What is the first step and then the second step and then the third step?
Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you, Mr. Calloway. The first thing is we need to start having, let's just say the first step is have a discussion. And the discussion I suggest that we have will be with the three municipalities you mentioned, Revere, West Palm, and Palm Beach Gardens. And the reason I say that is because, well, Riviera Beach residents, if you don't go somewhere in Riviera Beach, even if it's just going to a store, you either go towards 45th Street and Palm Beach Lakes or Okeechobee, or you go towards North Lake and PGA. And also, those cities are important because kids who go to school, some kids from Revere Beach get shipped out to Dwyer. And some of them get in trouble in school and go straight from the school. And that's Palm Beach Gardens police and all that they're dealing with out there, if not the school police. So I say those are three cities we could start a discussion. Also, in the state attorney, like you said, Mr. Amberg and all that, because I say this the first thing. Let's see what they're saying. We know what our communities need, but let's see what they're saying about some problems they may see that we don't know and assess it and come up with a plan, because we're stronger together than apart. Revere, I know we could tap into resources, but our community is affected also outside of Riviera Beach because we steady either go towards 45th or Palm Beach Lakes or North Lake and PGA. So that's a good little sector right there for us to work within and then come up with something based on what we come up with from those discussions.
One suggestion here. Dan Calloway mentioned that he would love to join us in one of our meetings. I'm looking forward to you coming in and meeting the guys, Dan. If you could still come have lunch with us. We have breakfast for lunch, but it's a lunch meeting. So the first thing is we need a plan. We need to clarify our thoughts first as a subcommittee, as a small committee, before you go into the public. This is a suggestion. Suggestion, we meet, we clarify what is it we really want to do. We set up some goals, some specific objectives with target dates, specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, and trackable. Once we have that, then you can sit down in front of these busy officials because we thought it out. Then we can collect information, I agree with ours, from them about their needs. But we need to talk about, with the limited resources we have currently, what are our goals as a group? Because we need your input in there. You identifying some priorities, Dan Calloway. We need to sit down and take a look at those priorities because Percy shared with you guys earlier. We have members that have experienced anxiety, depression, and they're grieving. We're working with those individuals. One person lost his wife to cancer, and he's been in a deep funk. We'll work with that individual to come out of that deep funk. His house is still the same 5 years ago. When she left the house, he had to move anything in that house, still grieving. So we're now dealing with some specific issues, but now you're giving us some other priorities of the youth and City of River Beach. So if you like to take the time out and join us, slow it down, join us, let us take copious notes, and then let's talk about these are our goals, these are our specific objectives that are measurable target dates. And then we talk about an action plan, getting in this and making it happen. So that would have suggest. I agree with Oz. I agree with Dan. But let us, you show up at that breakfast meeting in January, the third Saturday in January, and then we can take it from there. What do you think,
Percy? That
when, I certainly is, agree is with that.
Is that when
first.
I'm supposed to have breakfast, lunch up at Southern Kitchen?
Yes.
Is Southern that, Kitchen, yes. That, yes, we,
okay.
We decided,
that,
we know.
Third,
yes, we know that we decided.
Go ahead, Percy.
We know we know, Mr. Calloway, that we want to do this and start this as soon as possible, but we decided, you know, like as was mentioned, that we won't be doing anything this month. However, I totally agree that before we move to these other sectors, we need to sit at the table as a unit for ourselves and get our plan together and what we're going to be presenting and what we're going to be seeking and what we're going to be planning on doing before we move any further. It's a start
okay.
with what we're doing right now. We have the process have begun. So, but I think we need to get together like Mr. King and Mr. Newborn said and do our plan first.
Well, that's wonderful. I think that we're in the middle of I think it's the greatest time in the world, you know, because if it hadn't been for Christ, we wouldn't have a Christmas. So we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And we got so many things are going on. And I like the idea you starting off the first month of the year with a set down, and that would indicate and dictate what we're going to do the rest of those 11 months.
Yes.
But the point is, we can't afford to put the day off for tomorrow because tomorrow will never get here anyhow. See, what you call tomorrow is Monday. When we get here Monday, your tomorrow then becomes Tuesday. So, therefore, we got to do what we got to do now and get it done. So we're going to meet the third Saturday in January. Is that right?
Yes.
We've been
yes.
consistent. One thing about it is consistency ties into that discipline. So once we made that commitment last March, we have not missed a month yet. So consistency and discipline. So third Saturday of January, we would love to have you join us.
Okay. And then we're going to do then is go ahead.
That's what I was saying. We continue to do doing. We're not really putting off tomorrow. We're just game planning. And whatever we're doing today, we're going to continue to – we'll meet and we'll move. We'll just get bigger and better and more knowledgeable and move on, Mr. Calloway.
Beautiful.
We're not stopping until the end. Yes.
Okay. Well, let me put it this way here. I'm looking forward to that on the third Saturday at the Southern Kitchen to have lunch, mostly because I'm having lunch with you all. But,
okay.
And then the other part of that, we will be putting together a plan from that point on where we're going to go with maybe four or five things that we're going to put a lot of emphasis on. Most of them you're doing already. And don't worry about funds from the government. If you come up with the plan, I'm telling you, there's going to be a time when we get together in the new year, we should have an appointment with Virginia Baker as the top person in Palm Beach County because we are in Palm Beach County. See, although we're going to be spearheading three cities right now, and the reason why you chose those because in 1972, the state of Florida mandated that it would no longer be all black food, all white food in the public school system. That's when it was. So, therefore, in Riviera, our kids, our citizens, bus Palm Beach Garden. You got two schools there in high school, Dwyer and Palm Beach Garden. You got two or three, but you got Hal Watkins in another middle school. Then you got Palm Beach Lakes. You got all these schools that is being bused out of Riviera. So our students, we got to know where we are, what we got to do, and how to protect them from all the ills. Because when I was reared up, everybody went to the school right here in Riviera. And then when they got in ninth grade, they went to Industrial High. And then when I got into the seventh grade, I went to Palm View, which is now UB Kinsey. That used to be Industrial High because they built Roosevelt in 1950. So, and when I finished those 2 years there, I went to Roosevelt High. I never went to a junior high school, a high school in Riviera. But you all had a better choice because you went to school in Riviera. A lot of you went to school before you went to Kennedy. And then when they made it and integrated it, after that, you went to school out of Suncoast a Palm Beach Garden, a Palm Beach Lake. That's just all to it.
Yes.
But the main thing about it, we will have a game plan. That's what you're saying. Let's put the game plan, let's meditate on it, pray on it, and get it done. And whatever we do it under the unction that we're going to have the blessing of God, number one. And most of all, we will.
Absolutely.
And I always say this to people, and I deal with a lot of people. You check those egos at the door. It's not no big I and big me anymore. It's little I's and little me and big U's. Everything got to be plural because one man can't get it done by himself.
That's correct.
So make your time. What you say, Red? I mean, Oscar?
No, absolutely, absolutely. It's not about me. It's not about you or you or you. It's about we collectively join the stage.
There you go.
That is correct. Yes, yes.
Okay, now, each one of you all, give me a nice little statement, what you think that will positively move us forward. Start
well,
with you, Lubo. Okay, go
all
ahead,
right.
Oscar.
What I feel will positively move us forward is putting action to our words. Like, we sitting here, we having a conversation, a discussion, but it all is nothing if we don't act on it. So I say action, putting action to the words is what will move us forward.
Beautiful. Next.
Great. And my thing would be, Mr. Calloway, is to move our feet, to move our feet forward. Wherever our feet go, we go. So move our feet.
Beautiful.
Well, mine is a little bit longer, but I call it my password. It starts with that P, P-A-S-S-W-R-D. It starts with that P, prayer. Prayer. I've got to get on my knees, continue to pray. Password. The A stands for being aware of the needs of our community. Next one is scripture. Letting scripture guide this process. The other S stands for service. Willingness to identify need and go into the community and meet that need. The W starts with being impeccable with our word, inspiring, motivating, encouraging, uplifting. The O stands for ownership of our mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. Don't blame anybody else. Take responsibility. The R stands for quality relationships, strengthening as men our relationship with God, others, and then ourselves. When I say ourselves, I'm saying slow it down. It's rest, eat right, exercise, develop quality relationships, and then WORD right now, let's do our best. One more time, do our best. That's all we can ask of anybody in this small group. Password, that's how I'm going to finish it off.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Now, Ange? Our director, our leader, do you have anything to say to these great people that you got on the phone today?
Listen, I'm just excited because one of the things that resonates for every single one of us on here, and we want to thank all of our class members who chimed in. We have lots of people listening in. Thank you, our class, for supporting. But this is the epitome of hashtag I am Riviera Beach. We all have a story, and our journeys are different. But the bottom line is the fact that we are Riviera Beach, and we were reared to care for each other and all of the things that have been discussed here today. We are all in this together here to support each other in reclaiming our city, being the Dan Calloways and all of the other people that went before us that helped us. And now we now see that we must all, as, hashtag I am Riviera Beach individuals, we must all give in a spirit of service in a humble way. And thank you for the password, Tony King. But all the things that we can get, whatever it is, it may not be money, it may be time, it just may be a prayer, but whatever it is we can give, because there are so many people that don't have what we had, and I mean the love that helped to make us who we are today. And many of us, went away for whatever reason, and now we're back to give back. So I'm just excited to be here. I'd like to ask each of you if you have any closing comments. We have a lot of people in the studio. Normally, we would ask the people in the audience if they have a question or would like to participate in the program. You can press 1 on your phone and ask a question. And so all of you that's listening, if you want to jump into this conversation, you can just by pressing 1. But if they don't have anything to say, I'd like to just ask if each of us could just go ahead and give our closing comments. But before we do that, I also want to just clarify that next Saturday, Mr. Calloway, our class is going to be participating in the Saturday. And Percy and I were having a conversation that we really just needed to have some clarification from you, Mr. Calloway, about if our class was in any way sponsoring the event for Saturday, or what was your vision? I know it's a celebration for you also, but we just wanted to just get some clarity about the involvement that we should have for next Saturday.
Well, it's not a celebration for me for Christmas. The city manager opened the outside parks. See, normally you've been a part of that, and of course Percy, he's known all over the world, gonna be frying the fish. We haven't been at Goodmar Park in 2 years because of the pandemic. And when he said that it was open, one of the councilmen, Troderick McCoy, said, "Mr. Calloway, that's my district. I want to have something for the holidays for the people. This is their gift back." And, of course, I called Kenny Morrow, and Kenny Morrow called Percy because that's what he always does. To get with not with the class, and yet they're going to do whatever. And the Youth Recreation Association is going to punish all the, I'm quite sure, all the meat and the oil and this, that, and the other, which I already got a list of all that. We're going to be there, and, of course, a lot of the elected officials, but it's not so much for the elected officials. It's for the people that who've been paying their dues from their family for years in that area. And then there are two more different councils said that after that, could we go to Cunningham? Could we go down to Brooks on the south end? Because the people need to go out and enjoy themselves. So that's why we're there on the 18th. But I'm there because of this is my last hurrah for being outside, because at 84 I have to watch where I go and when I go outside because of my health is not the best, but it's good inside of a place. But I'm enthused. This gives me a little more impetus to want to be there because I'm enlightened by these young men, and of course you, Ann. I can't wait to get enrolled, my little sleeves up, and be a part of this. I think that you got a message, and this is my final remark. I think you got a message that Palm Beach County need to hear. This might be the answer that the law enforcement, they need to have the citizen. The law enforcement cannot solve the problem by themselves. You can't put a police officer on every corner. And so therefore, the citizens got to do their job, see something, and do something. That's what we got to do. This is a team thing. I think that you all have gone beyond the line of duty to go out here and try to do this, and I applaud you for that. That's why I'm enthused when we meet on the 3rd, Saturday in January, we will have a game plan. And if it take us to go to Washington or to Tallahassee to get it done with the policymakers, we'll get it done. We're going to think positive. I think the hardest job is what you all are doing. The easy job is to get the big boys, what they think they're the big boys, to listen, and they won't help because right now they're killing every day, and they're filling up jails every day. So we got to do something. Then I will introduce you to the people who started Sinceria 2000. That's a mental health group. You need to have that in there because there's so many people walking around on the border of being mental health and mental health. And we got to be able to recognize that and do something, save lives. I'm finished.
All right. We'll go in the order you showed up, Mr. King.
No, I've shared my comments. Thank you guys for the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you. And just one last comment. It's amazing how the historian at 84 years old, mind is so loose and it's so clear. Dan Calloway, I am so impressed with your memory, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Oswald.
Only comment, I'll just say it was an honor to be a guest on here, and I'm always here for community. And I thought about something today, and I have lived outside of Palm Beach County before in my life, but whenever I resided in Palm Beach County, I have only lived in Riviera Beach my entire life. I have never lived in another city when I lived in Palm Beach County, ever.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. So I just share so that what I would say that I love Riviera Beach because this is where I was. This is where I was raised. I went to Lincoln K through six. I went to John F. Kennedy Junior High, and I graduated from Suncoast. So my love is here in Riviera Beach.
All right, thank
you. That's all I say.
All right, Mr. Walker.
Okay, and I would say that proper planning eliminates poor performance. We get this plan in gear, we'll do well. So once we present a plan to whoever it might be, Mr. Calloway, we will have a listening ear. And thanks again for having me on the show. And thanks, Mr. King, Mr. Arthur, being a part of your fellowship. So thank you very much and to all the listeners.
All right.
And God bless you.
All right, everybody. I don't see any hands. Thank you. I don't see any hands raised from the studio, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Oh, yes, I do. My apologies. Your last four digits of your number is 4851. 4851, your microphone is open. Did you have a question before we wrap up, please?
This is Deborah Walker, Deborah Staley Walker.
Hi,
everybody.
Deborah.
Hello,
hey.
Deborah.
I just briefly, I was, Mr. Calloway was mentioning who can we get to carry the ball from Judge Rogers, and my mind went to criminal judge Bradley Harper. He's a young man. He grew up in Riviera Beach, and I think he would be a great conduit to reach out to and, you know, helping resolve the issue that you're talking about. So I don't know what you all think, but criminal judge Bradley Harper, I think, and of course he's Gail's son, Gail Williams Harper's son.
Well,
so
Deborah, a great answer and a question, a great suggestion. Bradley would be wonderful, and all of his people grew up right down Second Street in the
exactly.
Project.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
yes, sir. He knows.
Well, that's a part of the plan. That's a thank you, Deborah.
Yep.
That's a part of the plan,
so,
right there.
Yes. So at some point, you might want to invite him on the podcast, or you know, invite him to one of your breakfasts, and you know, bring him in on you know what you're doing.
Okay.
Well, we can do that in a meeting. But normally judges don't go public because of the position, but they can
mm-hmm.
in a meeting. That we can handle. We can set that up.
Yeah.
I think after we get through January, once we get through January, then we'll have a guideline. That's what you're going to come up with. That's I think that's what I understood, that
yeah.
when we meet on the third Saturday at 12 o'clock up at Southern Kitchen, we will put the game plan together. But in the interim, I may talk to Bradley before that, but I definitely will talk to David Ehrenberg and the mayors of each one of the cities. I will definitely do that, point us from them and let them know, just be on. And then what her name, Virginia Baker. I just think that we should, and then when Bobby Powell come in town, normally I have a lot of time with him. He's our representative, and I tell you what, we need our representative to stand up for us.
That's
everything
right.
we're doing, we just have to go, and we're not asking for anything that is not deserving to the people of Palm Beach County, and especially Riviera. I love Riviera as much as anybody, but I also love the county because I've been here all my life. So we're going to make Riviera number one and the county number two.
Sounds good.
All right.
Deborah, we may invite you to one of the breakfasts one day, Deborah.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to crash anyhow. I'm going to crash your breakfast anyhow one of these days.
Come on, Deborah.
Yes.
Okay, now it's time to go now. It's time to go when y'all start inviting the women to the men's meeting. Okay, everybody.
We'll call the police on them if they show up, and if any women show up to our thing, we told them we'll call the police.
Okay.
Listen. All right, everybody. This has been great. I think we should do this again. But remember, you have been listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach with our special guests, Mr. Percy Walker, Mr. Oswald Newbold, and Mr. Tony King, hosted by Dan Calloway and Ann McNeil. This has been a phenomenal podcast, and I have to continue to give a shout-out to all of our classmates that are listening in. Thank you so very much for joining us and your support. And I also want to remind everybody that each of us are living in our own acres of diamonds in our own backyard as we travel around the county or around the world looking for something better when, in fact, what we're seeking is seeking us and it's already in us. So everybody have an awesome day. We'll see all of you next week, same time, same place. And please remember to comment, like, and share the show on all your social media. And with that, we'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.